Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most procedurally generated podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Hayden Bleachbot.
Great. That's really good. Great. That's great. I love
it
that.
It is good.
I like that a lot.
I was busy moving my screens around and I forgot to speak.
Yeah, me too. I was really busy.
I got stuff on over here.
I'm actually too busy. I have to go.
Yeah, I'm actually too busy.
And of course, this.
My name's Demi. Yeah.
Good. Today's topic is, let's say, androids. Why
androids?
Not?
Androids?
Yeah, like people who are half robot, half human. That's pretty cool.
Wait. Ash, you stupid bitch. You can't kill somebody with a nudie magazine.
Ash, you dumb motherfucker.
Ash, you stupid slut. Get out of here with your dumb nudie magazines and stop trying to choke me with your milk breath. Dumb dumb.
I don't know what is happening.
Ash, you stinky and full of milk.
Who's Ash? You're stinky and full of milk.
That stinky bitch full of milk.
Yeah, he's disgusting.
He's disgusting. Android.
Oh,
he eats
is
wood,
he from?
Maybe.
Is that the one from Prometheus?
It's the one from Alan.
Oh, right.
Alan was the one from 1979. Prometheus was the not very good one from 14.
What is the one with that with the beautiful Squidward people, right?
Yes.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
That's the one where they were like, actually, we did the alien. So
oh, that's right. They kind of ruined the whole thing. Yeah.
They wrecked it. Yeah. And you know who wrecked being android is Ash. But you know who didn't is Bishop. Best android ever. Except he prefers synthetic person.
Oh, that's true. Got to use the right terminology when you're talking about Bishop.
You do. Because Bishop
would you treat
isn't
the android on your ship with kindness?
I would test him. I'd test him.
So, how would you test him?
Hitting. I'd hit him.
What is that? What are you testing for?
See how much of a fucking coward he is. He's a pussy. He's not allowed on my ship. I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
If he flinches, he's gone.
But
in
if
the
you
airlock.
Flinch, you're done,
I don't
bitch.
Think an android would flinch. I think that's the one thing it wouldn't do.
Yeah, probably. Unless it was like trying to seem really human, which then I would absolutely not trust it.
Oh, yeah. I want my androids and robots to look like robots. I think the ultimate robot for me is Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons.
Oh, yeah. Two nipper hands. Nipper hands.
Yeah, she does
nipper
have claws, doesn't she? Like a crab.
She does have claws.
And she's got the like a kind of lovely, portly body.
Yeah, and for some reason they still make her wear an apron for her to wipe her claws off.
That's absurd.
That's the ideal android shape. But for some reason in the Alan franchise, they made it like, what about old creep?
What if we made our androids look like old
look
freaks?
Like old Would perverts, that be good? I guess. Is that good?
Yeah.
This is good, huh, guys? this is what you want on your ship,
right?
I think. On commercial ship Nostromo.
Yeah. Fill them with foul milk.
What
you
is
know?
It full of?
Fill the perverts with milk.
Like in the movie, what's the gunk? What's the milk?
It's like their blood.
It's like their blood, but also it like sustains them for some reason. Like Alan, not Alan, his name is Ash. Alan is the name of the xenomorph. Yeah. For some reason, Ash is like drinking what he also has for blood.
Right.
Yes. Oh,
so they're
really?
Kind of like vampires.
Well, there's like kind of. Although I don't even know whether vampires do have blood. I assume they do, but I think maybe they just have ash.
Oh. Yeah.
Like ash
my God.
This is like. This is. Something's here, guys. We're approaching something.
Something's here. It's the ghost of my dad. He's in the room. Daddy, do you want to say something? I'm ready. All right. Well, when you want.
When you're ready.
Well, I don't know why he had milky milk. But yeah. But it would be like if you like chopped my head off and like Coke Zero's brain out, I guess.
That would be pretty cool.
Which maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Couldn't say for sure, but that would be sick if
or
that
just,
happened.
Like, I wonder bacon if... and egg spewed out or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bacon's
scrambled
overrated.
Eggs.
Do you think... Yeah. You, hey, why are they? All right. And I know we're talking about androids and not just the androids from the Alan franchise,
sure.
But why did they put aside meals for Bishop in Aliens? Because
that's
he gets a meal.
That's nice to do.
But he gets a meal and he's like, oh, by the way, does anybody want my food? Because he's not going to eat it because I don't think Bishop even has a throat.
This
to
is
put
how
it in.
This. I would. It would be. It's a strategy for getting two dinners. You put one out for Bishop.
You put
it looks
out for
like
Bishop, and you'd be like, "I forgot because you're so cool. I don't even. You're being such an ally to this synthetic person that you're like, I fucking actually forgot, bro.
You just seem like normal to me, dude.
You're
but
just like normal. I don't.
But
see,
I get it. I'll just have your extra space dinner, dude. So
I
don't even worry
don't
about
see.
It.
See. Color. Okay.
I don't see milk blood. I only see.
I don't.
All blood's the same color to me, dude. So
we all. Hey, man. Hey, brother. We all bleed the same, except we don't. But
I'm colorblind.
If we
so
did, we would. I'm colorblind.
We all bleed the same, except you bleed milk for some reason. So, like, don't even worry
so
about it.
So don't even worry about it. I'm quite worried now, thinking about it and talking through it. But you don't even have to. You have to menace your brain with it. Okay.
Do you think you'd drink milk if you were on the Nostromo knowing that that's what
well,
Nash
I don't
is
think
for?
It's full, he's milking? Not full of milk, is he? It's not actually milk.
It's probably not milk. It does look,
no.
It looks very cummy, but it's
it
not
does look
like, because it's like, because it doesn't quite have like the consistency of milk. It's like a little bit
thick, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's kind
of
thick.
It's
it looks thicker than milk, but I guess milk looks thicker than water. Interesting. Isn't it? Think
yeah,
about that.
Really makes you think. Really
milk
makes
is
you
thicker
think.
Than water.
But what are they? I no, there's no way that I would drink not even that milk, but milk at all. Neither of them. Maybe it's
why
like
not?
Some weird. But because what are they milking up there? <That's>
the- I like that's, that that's the concern. Where does it come from?
Where
well, yeah,
are you
there's no
get
cows
from?
On the Nostromo.
No, unless I mean they didn't. I mean, you know that they didn't show the cows.
That's true. There could be cows somewhere hidden in the Nostromo, and then if the alien, the Alan, sorry, got a cow and made a cow xenomorph,
cow
that
xenomorph
would be very scary.
With udders that come out of the udders it already has. Yeah. Like one udder opens up and the next one comes out and you milk that one.
Oh, no. And then like the acidic blood is what comes out of them if you milk them.
Yeah. But I'm putting that straight sick. In my gob anyway. I'm not going to know what hit me.
Suckle
oh, yeah.
It right from the teeth.
Yeah.
Hey, what was the first guy that milked a cow actually trying to do?
I tried to do a stand-up joke about that once, about how, but I don't think it's quite well-known enough. Like, I think if you actually did that, like, on a cruise ship or something, and you were saying, like, what was the first guy who milked a cow trying to do, I think a lot of people would be like, that's a good point, and, like, laugh at it. So I don't think it's well-known
it's
enough, but
enough
I did.
Just yet.
No, exactly. So I did, like, one time, like, go on stage and be like, what was the first guy that fucked a cow actually trying to do? And they were like, we don't know what you're referencing, and that's, like, bad to say, actually.
Yeah, that's I like it. Give it 5 years. I reckon it'll be
I'll
perfectly
brewed. And then maybe they'll figure it out. Who
would you,
is on
would
first?
Would you suck on an udder? Like,
straight from an udder?
Be good?
What animal?
And it doesn't matter, whatever. Just say it's a loose udder.
Well, no, that's
a loose
way
udder,
worse.
No.
Like a ghost udder.
Wait, that's better. A loose udder is better.
Where's the milk coming from?
Doesn't matter.
What do you mean? But
it's not a
good
thing.
That is a great deal.
But where does the milk come from?
Okay, so imagine I've come to you. I've got like one of those silver platters that butlers have.
And there's a loose
a severed udder.
It's not severed. It's just loose.
How have is you, it loose?
It can't be loose.
How did it get loose?
Well, because the waiter is a cow, and he cut a hole in the tray that he brought out.
It's like a hole in the
popcorn box to make you suck his udders.
Yeah. Get a lot of this, huh?
What do you think?
That's bad.
Would
That's
you guys,
real bad
Would
to
you guys
imagine.
Drink human milk as an adult?
Yeah. I've tried it, yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah, my friend had one of them things that comes out, and she then...
Oh,
yeah.
Baby?
Yeah, she had one of them scream bags, and she accidentally left, like, a thing of milk at my house when I still lived in Melbourne, And I was like, hey, you left your juice. And she was like, I dare you. And I was like, oh. And then just had a bit of a sip and was like, yucky.
Yeah, right.
What is just, that's a shame.
How is it compared to cow's milk, do you think?
I think it's like, I guess it's maybe like sort of, I guess it doesn't probably taste that different except we.
You know it's come out of a human.
You know it's come out of a person. It tastes kind of watery, but maybe that's what like unpasteurized cow's milk is like. I'm not, I don't, I wouldn't know.
It's processed. Right. Yeah.
Just in some way, in some strange way, the idea is appealing to me. Not in a.
No, I'm the same.
I don't know. Yeah, just like I could putting it in my coffee is, I think, what's appealing.
No,
for
that's
some
no,
yeah.
no.
My mum did that to my dad once. Apparently, when she was like, "We're out of milk in the fridge," so I was wondering whether he'd notice, and boy, he did.
Yeah, I think the worst situation if you were to try human milk, the worst case scenario is that you love it. That's a terrible situation to be.
That's a straight bummer. Damn it.
Yeah, and I do believe there is a great subsection of the internet that has fallen into that trap. I think if you
for sure. Of course there is.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, it's what I think there's a lot of fetishes that I think if I did enough I could get into.
If I
took that extra step and I was like, I'm going to make the commitment or whatever,
yes.
You think, I could make it happen.
What do you think you could get into if you had to name one?
Start listing them and I'll give you a yes or no.
I can only think of horrid ones.
Like fart
piss.
Beard. Fart
piss
beard.
And, piss and shit.
And fart yes. beard too.
Yeah, fart beard. Yeah, sure. I don't know what fart beard is, but yeah.
Is it just farting on your mouth?
I think it's farting on my beard. Farting in your beard and then like maybe squeezing out the fart and enjoying it.
Well, that's if you like farts, that's pretty good because you have the fart in your beard at all times, and then if you just need a little pick-me-up.
Yeah, you get a fart moustache going, you get an all day. That's an all day flavor saver.
That's bad. You gotta kind of ration out your fart moustache, though, because you don't want to use it all up in one go. You got to do little sniffs throughout the day.
Well, that's part of the game, isn't it?
What about eyeball stuff?
Yeah. Someone like just putting like the tip of a penis on my eyeball?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Give it a little kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, like, if you could pucker your urethra, you would love to use that for something.
Oh, well, for sure.
If you could kiss with your piss hole.
Yeah.
That unlocks a whole world of
piss kissing. I love it.
Piss kissing. Oh, that is nice. That is good. Well, people always talk about self-suck, but if you could just, like, curl around and give your penis a little kiss and it would give you a little kiss back, that's nice.
I don't know people that's outside true. Of my house always talk about self-suck, Jack.
People are always
You've
thinking
been
People are always thinking
about
it. We've been hanging around way too much. There is a lot of self-suck out there, though, I will say.
There is. There sure is. Zaman always tells me about he once saw a video of a woman who... She was a gymnast, and she could rim herself by going backwards, which I always thought was pretty impressive.
Oh, man. It's impressive, but it makes me hurt in my own body.
Yeah. Me too.
I don't know. It's fine, and it's probably good. If she enjoys it, I don't know.
Yeah, but I think she was having a good time.
A lot of the guys on the self-sug forums are like, my spine hurts. Should I stop? And people being like,
Nah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, that's kind of disappointing. I was kind of hoping, like, nah, just fight through the pain, man.
Well,
you'll limber up. It'll be fine.
Yeah. There were a lot of veterans that were like, you can get as stretchy as you want, but you should stop. Like, it just ends really bad.
Yeah, well,
it is funny
you're not meant to
imagine,
do it.
Like, they have to exist, but just, self-suck veterans, people who are well-respected in the self-sucking community.
Oh, let me tell you, they do exist, and everyone is as curvy as the last prawn you saw, I swear. Where the scoliosis in the self-suck community must be just fucking rampant, I tell you what.
It's a chiropractor's
dream. You just gave me,
like
such a vivid image of, like, the Olympics logo, but made out of people self-sucking.
Wrapped around each other, linked together.
Yeah, like a linked Olympics logo for the... If I'm ever organizing the Olympics, what... If that ever happens, that's what I'm doing.
Imagine getting married and you know how people like link their arms together to drink a champagne? It's that, but you're sucking on your own ding-dongers.
To be in a situation where you're sucking on your own penis at your wedding is really cool. Like, what
I think
has
at the
led
altar,
to that?
Like, that's what you want to do.
At the altar, definitely. And the priest is like,
you may now suck your own dick.
But you might do it as like a little, like, if you're stressed about the wedding, you do it just beforehand.
Just before.
Your nerves?
Yeah. I like it at the altar, though, and the priest is like, millennials,
I also imagine they stripped fully naked out of their suits, but they probably didn't need to.
Probably not. It's probably I guess just wankle it out of there. And do you think there is an... I wonder if they've made like a sex android that can self-suck. I don't know what the point would be, but maybe if you just wanted to watch it.
Well, I feel
Have you ever... Please.
Thank you. It's very important what I'm about to say.
Please tell us.
If you had
fingers.
It's not an android, but if you had a regular sex doll, I think it would be flexible enough that you could make it suck its own dick.
I wonder.
Yeah, easily. Mm. Easily.
I would hope so, except there aren't that... I don't think there are that many male sex dolls that aren't just blow-up dolls. Let me have a check.
Yeah, I think it's rarer.
That can't be true.
Male sex dolls,
it is
clear.
I imagine there would be significantly less, but they can't be none.
Like to see
I think
one
there's some out there, but they're not as advanced.
No one's putting in the funding.
If it
the science is there, but the funding's not.
Can also suck its own dick, then that is a plus for me. Thank you, Google. Have
you gotta
a
be
nice
polite
day.
And now a quick word from our sponsors. Hey, did you love Dinosaur Park? The whole dinosaur saga, even. Well, did you know that just as the Joels wrap up their adventures in the vast reaches of space, a brand new adventure has begun? On the very same night that the Joels entered Dinosaur Park, Jackson's good friends Adam and Cash found themselves trapped in Dinosaur Land, Jackson's nightmare of a theme park. If you want to be part of the next chapter of the Dinosaur Saga, then head to Sans Pants Plus, and for as little as $10 a month, you gain access to Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land, as well as literally an arseload of other content. Once again, that's SansPantsRadio.com/plus. Head there now. The adventure continues. What have you got?
It looks like there aren't many great matches for your search.
What? That's right. Sexism.
Okay.
I remember
There's one... I can't believe this. I'm going to have to print screen this.
I'm so excited.
Print it out and show the webcam.
there's one result.
Yeah.
It's for Facebook. A Facebook page called Now You're Just Somebody That I Used to Blow.
Okay.
And it says Sex, Gautier, and Naked Dolls. Kimbra Doll gained weight for the role. What are you talking about?
What have you found?
Wait, did they recreate... Because Kimbra's in the video. Do they recreate the video with sex dolls? Is that what it is?
Let me have a look.
Is it like a community that recreates music videos with sex dolls?
Oh, Somebody That I Used to Blow, official parody.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that like a sex parody of Gautier's Somebody
Oh, my
that I
God.
Used to
hold on. I'm opening it. I'm not going to let it play, but here are the lyrics to it. All right. Show me the lyrics. Now and then I get a rock hard raging boner.
Boom, 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 big boom, boom.
Like one so hard it would bust right out of fly.
Boom, 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 boom.
Ask you then if you would pretty please.
Boom, boom, boom.
But you said only anniversaries.
Boom, 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 boom.
But this is May and I can't wait until boom, December.
Boom, 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 boom.
This is not only is it like a bad parody, it is nothing. It's nothing.
It lacks
heart. You know
what
I mean? It lacks heart. Mm. There's a lot of cum in the video, it looks like.
Okay.
Gluggy cum.
Well, I'm back on board, to be honest. What you don't have in heart, make up in cum.
And gluggy
but
cum.
I wish you would have got me off. Make out thinking it would happen, then go straight to loving. Nah, I didn't even need too much. You see my little fella and it's not enough.
Somebody.
What the fuck?
Give us the stats for this parody music video. That's
165,000.
Okay, it's not terrible.
Since
that's
2012, I mean, it's about on par with a lot of Holderness videos that I've watched, I guess.
Okay. I mean, that's not that much when you compare it to how big that song was. Wasn't it the most viewed video on YouTube for a while?
It was, yeah. And then it got taken over by like Despacito or whatever.
Gangnam Style first? No, it couldn't be first.
Here's what I keep thinking. I reckon this is not the only parody that has almost that, like, the same theme. Like, I reckon if you Googled, but you didn't have to suck me off, you would find, multiple. I think that we're not seeing an unpopular parody. We are seeing an unpopular sexual,
Oh my God.
It's a little fish in a big pond.
Yeah, absolutely.
So many. Hang on. One band, two bands, three bands, four, five different bands, six, there's seven, there's eight. This one has minions.
Do they have funny names, the bands?
Yeah.
Oh, let me have a look. There's Choke on Funny. Pancho and Sancho. There's pineapple-shaped lamps. That's not even really anything.
It's just so great that so many people thought that they were being very clever by coming up with "You didn't have to suck me off." Like, it's just
suck me off. It's fun though.
It's very brave.
It's fun to say
enter the parody genre when you have Weird Al Yankovic. Like,
you just can't
beat Weird Al. You got to respect Weird Al. He's a one man genre.
I actually think it's brave to be like a woman. So.
I agree because I'm an ally.
Jackson's suspiciously quiet on the subject. Yeah, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, well,
silence is violence, mate.
I need more information.
Speak up.
Yeah, what kind of woman? What are politics?
I need more details before I'll give my judgment. If you're becoming an android, well, that's great to hear. Well, then this has never been more relevant. Mm-hmm. Would you go for, like, the Terminator metal under skin? Would you go for the, like, half metal face? Would you go for the, like, full human?
Wait, before we dig into this, Jackson, I feel like you're confusing cyborgs with androids. Because at the start of the episode, you said half man, half machine, which is a cyborg, not an android.
I am.
And a human that becomes an android is a cyborg.
Well, then cyborgs, I guess.
Well, cyborgs, although...
Wait, is the new subject cyborgs for the episode?
Yeah, today's topic is cyborgs.
But I don't think you have to be a human to become a cyborg because I don't think that... It's not the T-1000. The T-1000 is the nasty one. What is what is frickin' Arnie's...
Oh.
Goo Man, yeah.
Wait, do you mean Goo Man or not?
What's freaking Goo
Man?
No,
I don't. I'm thinking about Arnold.
Wait,
you
know what I mean by Goo Man, though, right?
Yes, he's the
T-1000. Oh,
yeah, that's the T-1000. But I'm trying to think of the number that Arnie's guy was.
T-999, just one.
Yes, that's right.
Yes,
you're correct. But he was never a person. I think they just, like, grew meat over
a
thing.
They're all
robots. Yeah, he's not a cyborg.
But he's still a cyborg because he's got meat on him and he can bleed.
No, he doesn't have meat. He's got rubber skin.
He's got meat, bitch.
Bleed.
Check it. Arnold.
He doesn't have
robot.
Meat. It's
what
fake
is
skin.
It called first of
no,
all?
No, because it's
and
real meat.
Also,
they could...
can it bleed? And does it have meat? Thank you.
There's
sorry
no chance
to
that
bother you.
The
again,
isn't
but
the rule
Hayden
that you can only meat travel if you've got meat?
I'm pretty sure that didn't come up with anything. Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Wait, try putting it in quotes. Maybe that'll.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Does a cyborg have meat?
Yeah.
No. That's not.
Yeah, this is the reason it's cyborg is because it's both organic and mechanical.
Yeah, that's
why they're cyborgs.
But I'm saying that Arnold Schwarzenegger's character, the Terminator, does not have meat. He has fake.
He's got some meat. It's just fake meat.
He doesn't have meat. It's fake. If it's fake meat, it's not meat.
He bleeds.
It's meat.
He bleeds.
He doesn't bleed. Does he bleed?
It's grown in a lab, meat. It's still meat.
Does he really bleed?
Arnold robot bleed. Yeah, he does. They make a point of it. They're like. They bleed like us. They even although Terminator flesh does contain blood, it only displays minimal bleeding when damaged.
Why do you reckon they made it bleed? What was the good of that when they were making the T-1000 or whatever?
I think they were like, let's make it kind of shit. I think that's why
that's
they
funny.
Did it.
Good idea.
Let's make it a little bit shit. Wouldn't that be really funny?
Maybe it was so that you could, if you were battling the Terminator and it bled a bit, you'd be like, oh, he's beatable. He can bleed, but then he's not beatable and he can barely bleed.
Because he's got a metal skull underneath.
Actually,
yeah, that's
I don't
true.
Know why. I think it's I think it was literally just to make them seem more human. Mm. Oh, Cyberdyne Systems Model 101, the Terminator, also known as he's the T-800.
Pretty close.
You were actually like weirdly close with your joke.
Only 199 off.
I reckon if I was getting androided, I'd want to get like, you remember like the Cyborg. Game Boy Color?
Cyborg.
Sorry. You remember like the Game Boy Color in the Nintendo 64 that was a bit clear and see-through and you could see the stuff inside?
Yes.
I thought that was so fucking cool.
I want that for my face. Yeah, just my whole face is that.
Yeah, but sick. I just want my Nintendo to bleed.
Yeah, I want fake meat
Skin
on my
Nintendo,
Game Boy.
Yeah.
I want my Nintendo to bleed. Come, boogers. I want this thing sopping.
Full of milk.
Full of milk. I just want my big Nintendo to have big milky tits.
You want that slot where you put the cartridge just sopping wet, gooey.
I have to wet the cartridge so that it has enough viscosity to go in that hole.
It's got to lube up.
That is how it works.
Yeah.
It's cool to imagine a Nintendo 64 controller, but the analog stick is a thumb. That's good.
You
had a thumb warrant to play.
Touching another thumb?
Yeah, the dream.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That would be nice.
Because isn't the reason the Terminator's covered in skin that the only way you can time travel is if you're a bit organic, so they cover the outside of the Terminator in meat?
Because you have to time travel naked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then why doesn't his machine bones get left behind?
Because it's encapsulated in the organic, I think.
So if you put anything in a meat sack, you could send it back in time, which is cool.
We've all always said that, and I think if I'm going to send a Nintendo back in time, I'm going to pack it full of just mince meat. It's going to be a big meat sack
big meatball
over the side, or maybe just get like a big haunch and cut it down the middle, chuck that Game Boy in there, sew it up on the other side. You're going back in time, bitch.
That's what they really should have done, because they always get naked and time travel naked. But if you just put your clothes on, then get another fake. They have fake meat. Get a fake meat suit, zip it up, and then when you get there,
do you
unzip.
Think we're
you don't
made
have to find
of fake
clothes.
Meat, Hayden. Oh, we could just throw out two fake meats.
No, but the Terminator is—he's made out of fake meat.
I don't even know if I'm wrong. I'm not even sure what my contention was.
I don't know if you can be wrong.
Yeah, not in this situation.
I don't think
it can be done.
No, I'm never wrong.
I really like, early on we said that we talked about the film Alan.
Yeah.
I like that the sequel to that would be Alan's.
It is Alan's, several Alan's.
Oh no, there's Alan's.
Oh, there's Alan's. The Alan's are here.
What are we to do about all these Alan's?
Great flick. Hey guys.
Love Alan.
The movies. I love
Alan.
Alan. Alan is my favorite one, but Alan's is very good. Alan's is the one that people say is their favorite, but I like Alan.
No, I'm an Alan stan as well.
Which one's the one where Mrs. Alan at the end is in the capsule?
That's the first one.
You mean when she's putting herself back to bed?
No, when she like hits the escape pod and she's out, but then there's an Alan in the escape pod.
Yeah, and then she puts herself back to bed.
Yeah, she goes to sleep.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Years or whatever.
Yeah.
With Jones the cat, that's Alan.
Yeah. That's Alan. Yeah. That's the first Alan that there is.
Yeah.
A great movie.
Great.
A great movie.
Flick!
I've never seen...
Have you guys seen Peter?
I want to see Peter really bad.
Yeah.
But it's not on any of the Plex servers that I'm on. Mm.
It's hard to find Peter for some reason. Peter 2, not so hard to find, but Peter?
Peter.
Difficult.
Difficult.
Peter is one of those franchises that I don't know how many movies are in it because there's too many movies in it. There's
Wait,
too
when
many
you
Peter
said
movies.
Peter 2, did you mean Peter 2, Peter's?
Yeah.
That's what I thought you meant. I didn't want to cut you off.
Did you guys see Alan vs. Peter?
Yeah, Alan vs. Peter. What a film.
Alan vs. Peter 3 is one of the first films that I had to stop watching halfway because it was so bad.
Really?
Very vividly, I was like 12. It was a Sunday afternoon. It was on TV or something, and I was stoked. And then it was just so shit. It just went on
for... Yeah, it sucks.
It was like 45 minutes in, there was no Alan and no sign of Peter. There was an Alan skin... And
yeah,
that was it.
You get Alan. You just get Alan skins.
But it was like, from what I remember, it was like, and I haven't seen the movie Crash, but it seemed like the movie Crash, where it was just like all these unrelated stories that, when I turned off, it had not linked together.
I think it would be great to have a movie where they don't link, where just none of it links together, but you really make it seem like that the whole way through, and be like, this is going to be so relevant. It's not
when it all. finishes, but then credits.
Yeah. And they're wait, why didn't it link up? And then the director, because they're some kind of, what's his face? What's the guy? Shyamalan Ding Dong comes in and he's like, but didn't you see they all had eggs for breakfast? We're not so different, everybody, isn't it? You're like, oh, I didn't get it.
You should get some, funding for that. That's good.
I think so.
I think all movies should come with the director in your house to tell you what the movie was
to tell
about.
You what it was about, because they didn't do it in the movie, but that's the point.
Mm. Yeah, you're like, what? So, like, it finishes and you turn over and you're like, so what was the movie we watched? Tell me what happened in it. And they just tell you what happened in it.
About zombies. And I thought it would be funny to play Zombie by the Cranberries at the end. I know that wasn't M. Night Shyamalan, but that really made me laugh when Zack Snyder did that.
What movie is that?
What's it called? It's the really recent zombie movie that Netflix. He made.
Yeah. How really recent?
Like this last year, right, Jackson?
Oh. Yeah, I think so. Something like
it's
that.
Something of the Dead. It's like not Dawn of the Dead, but it's like
Dead. It's in Vegas. You know?
It's in Vegas.
Zombies in Vegas.
Zombies in Vegas, and it ends.
Tear up the strip.
Batista is in it. Zack Snyder, Batista.
I'm so happy for Batista. Army of the Batista Dead. Is back.
It's so fucking cool,
because he
man.
Was gone for like 10 years, and I was like, where's Batista? So and then now he's a megastar. It's so exciting.
He's so huge.
Yeah,
still.
It's great for Batista.
But at the end of Army of the Dead, they play the song Zombie by the Cranberries, which is actually about like wars in Ireland and stuff.
Yeah, IRA and stuff, right?
But they were like, what if it was just about zombies? You know when she yells zombie? What if she's talking about zombies when she says that?
Do we think Zack Snyder knows? Or is he like, thank God they did a zombie song for us for this exact situation. Yeah.
Actually, I think he accidentally just rewrote that song by the Cranberries and had all the same words, but it was about zombies this time. And he was like, I don't know, I've just never heard the Cranberries. Isn't that weird?
I don't know.
I wrote this song.
Do you
think if the Cranberries didn't write that song, he would have used Monster Mash?
Yeah. Well, what's great about the Monster Mash is it is about a Monster Mash.
About a Monster Mash. You don't write the Monster Mash and be like, actually, this was about World War II.
Yeah, no, it is what it is.
You're working in the lab late one night, and then Dracula turns up and a party happens, and it's fucking sick.
Those are the lyrics too. I was working in the lab late one night when Dracula showed up and we had a party. It's really good.
It's a great song.
It's a good song.
It's really good. I think they talk about Dracula's son in that song.
Dracula's son go missing or something in that song? Yeah. There's a whole plumbing episode about missing? It. Listen to that.
Hey, is that real? Does Dracula's son go missing?
Doesn't he?
What? Hey, how did Dracula have a kid?
Oh, yeah, great question. Could Dracula jizz? No.
It would be Ash. I think.
To jizz, you need blood, because jizz is just blood, right?
That's
but
not
different.
True, Jackson.
I don't think jizz is
not
blood,
just
Jackson.
Blood.
I think you need to go to the doctor several times in a row.
Can't I take care of it in one?
No.
I don't think
so.
It seems like
you
a very complex. There's some kind of tube connected to the wrong place. That's
several things
surgery.
Have gone wrong. The blood tube's connected to the dick hole. Jackson's body is a nightmare.
Everybody's just constantly coming, but by which I mean bleeding out their
bleeding,
window, right?
And is it coming out the end or just the holes that you've drilled into the sides?
The whole thing like a flute,
Yeah, and Jackson jizzes and it sounds like
SpongeBob. I'm gonna get that. they'll sue me into the earth.
It's not true. It's not true. Don't sue me. Don't. I'd be really upset.
My penis doesn't play the SpongeBob theme. It's just regular. Okay, that's not the theme it plays.
Just so everybody, don't at Jackson. That's not the SpongeBob theme. We know about Jackson made a mistake, and don't at him. And I will do the SpongeBob theme if you push me into it. I'm not going to. It's really annoying. My mom actually once got up. I used to watch SpongeBob in the morning, and the ending theme for SpongeBob is just like, and my mom got up. I always used to get up way earlier than my mom to get to school. then she was going to work and I would catch the bus. She got up earlier one morning and saw the credits and she was like, is that what that fucking music is? It's always playing in my dreams. So good.
That's so funny.
So good. So mad at me and I'm like, I just like SpongeBob.
That's so funny.
Oh, so good. She just thought she dreamt this fucked song that was really annoying her.
Holy shit.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Hayden Bleachmore.
I've been Jackson Bailey.
Oh, my God.
And Jackson, where can people find you?
I have a podcast called BigSoftTitty.png. I'm on the internet and I do Twitch streams under Demi Lardner. You should watch them. They're okay. I buried my boyfriend in the earth.
It's a great stream.
That VOD is still
it's
up.
It's so good.
It's a great ending also. I would watch till the end. That's all.
Actually, this is probably a perfect episode to segue into BigSoftTitty.png because we hit on self-suck, wrestlers... And dickholes that shoot blood instead of cum.
That's pretty much
the whole podcast. Exactly. It's a great podcast.
There's no theme really, but we just somehow we fill it every week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good.
That's impressive.
Hey, dickhead, are you thirsty for more SansPants? Let us shoot our long hot ropes of content right into your gaping earholes. Head to SansPantsRadio.com to check out all 26 of our public podcasts and become a member of SansPants Plus to check out 20 more bonus shows and bonus feeds. That's SansPantsRadio.com.